Goodness. Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, almost afternoon to each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining me here on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio's Sunday morning meditation. I'm your host, Maria Wall. And for those of you who are a bit confused, yes, we usually air at 6 a.m., but I was away over the weekend and then I had another engagement this morning, so I am just getting into our studios, and that's why our show is starting at 11:30 today. So welcome to everyone in our chat room and in our call query. Thank you so much for sticking in there and waiting out for me to return so that we could continue part two. In the three-part relationship recovery series. Now, last week, of course, we know my message was to the women. Same thing today. It was for the ladies and the women. Last week was Thou Art Loose. This week it's Man, Oh Man. Because my message is for the men this week. And, of course, we're going to tie this up nicely next week with From Heartache to Healing. And then I'll have some more information for you on a wonderful upcoming teleseminar event that I am hosting to help some of us get back out there into the world of dating and getting our self-esteem back intact. So today, as I said, our show is part two of our three-part series. And this is Man, Oh Man, a message to the men. For many women, when their man lies and cheats, it destroys the entire fabric of family. So we're going to talk about that today. And note, if you think that this is a male bashing session, it is not. When I say man, oh man, that's to honor the good men out there. Because, ladies, you know when we have one, man, oh man, what a ride that is. So, again, this is not a male bashing session. I have a lot of male supporters and followers. Matter of fact, the biggest draw on my current book, Silent Noise Lip Service, are males, actually. They like what I have to say, and they appreciate the fact that although I've been through much, I am not making each and every man that I come across pay for the mistakes of my abusers or my abuser in my past. So once again, this is not a man bashing session. This is about talking out the processes of relationship recovery. So this week's inspiration comes from Proverbs 14:12. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way to death. Now let's talk about that particular passage, because as I said earlier, you cheat, you lie, you hurt. It destroys the fabric of family. It not only may kill the family, it could shoot down the other partner's self-esteem. And in some cases, it does get to the point of violence where someone may lose their life. So it ends in so many ways. So many ways. And before we get started, so many people tend to ask, our opening music is from the Reflection CD series. This is the Tai Chi CD. It's composed, arranged, and produced by Thomas Walker, one of my favorite performers, producers, and artists. And when we end the show, we'll give you some time to reflect, and we'll be listening to one of the CDs in the Wellness for Women group. It is the Stress Relief CD, Music for Your Mind, Body, and Spirit, from the Wellness for Women CD series. So again, you know, times are hard out here. People are using that as an excuse to creep, cheat, hurt people, do whatever. But we're going to talk about what happens after the fact. And we're going to make some marked differences here, some remarkable differences here between men and males. You know, men will answer the phone. Males ignore the calls. Men admit to their mistakes. Males never take responsibility, and they always blame others, usually their partners, for their shortcomings. Men accept consequences, and males run away from their responsibility. Men take care of home. Males have multiple baby mamas. Men earn their keep. Males live off of others. Men are fathers. Males are deadbeat absentee dads. Men become husbands to their wives. Males become booze to their wifeies. Men have a home to keep. Males love to creep. I could go on, but you get the picture. You know what I'm trying to say. Last week, I said that the women needed to tighten up. This week, I'm saying that the males need to straighten up. If you tighten up and you straighten up, you have a bond that's very strong. A bond that probably will not be broken. I'm not saying that it won't get loose every now and then, and you may need to reinforce it. That's a conversation for next week, by the way, the reinforcement. But we need to work on that. Males, if you don't want to be with a woman, walk away. This idea of having your cake and eating it too is getting old. And I've noticed there's a trend of so many more women who stay until they're so broken that they snap. Then something terrible happens. Sometimes they will take it out on their partners, while others, they take it out on someone weaker than them. So they take it out on their children or other people that they know that they can win against, they can beat, they can control. Because they need to feel that power. They need to have that presence of control. So what they do is that they take it out on others, and then this starts a terrible, nasty, vicious cycle. So you have to remember something. Be prepared for your consequences, because karma will come knocking at some point. Karma will come looking for you. The truth comes out always. What is done in the darkness will come into the light. So are you a man or are you a male? Just because your DNA strand identifies you as a male does not make you a man. Just because a woman's DNA strand makes her a female does not make her a lady. I want you all to understand this. These are very important things to understand. There is a big difference between a dad and a father, or baby daddy and a father. You call yourself a man, then be a man. I am educated, strong-willed, have my own, if some people would call it an alpha female, but I welcome and I respect the good man in my life. I appreciate what he does for me. I appreciate when he can stand for 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes and just hold me in his arms. I appreciate that. A male will come in, lay you down, stand you up, bend you over, whatever the case may be. Get what he has come for, then he's gone. A man will take you in his arms and treat you with kindness, and he'll treat you gently. And then, not only will he get his satisfaction, but he will be sure that you receive yours as well. Whatever it is, people. See, the problem is so many people may be listening to what I'm saying and their minds are automatically taking them to sex. Sex is a part of the picture, but it's not the only part. So therefore, get yourself a man who's going to hold you for no particular reason. Get yourself a man who, even after the thrill has come and gone, he still has his arms around you. Get yourself a man who will kiss you good morning and good night and send you a kind thought for no particular reason in the middle of your day. Males, if this is who you want to be, you have to stop being the what that you are and become the who that you proclaim to be or that you want to be. It's not going to happen overnight, especially if you did not have the proper role models coming up. But at a certain age, we take responsibility for our actions. We make the choice to either better ourselves or stay where we are. You make the choice to be a male or a man. And if you're a male and you have multiple baby mamas, each one of them calls you her boo, and each one of them is your wifey, there's a problem. Do you know your children's birthdays? Do you know what grade they are in school? Do you know what type of grades they're getting? If you can't answer those questions, you're a male. Because a man knows his children's birthdays. A man knows how they're doing in school. A man will go to the school if their child is not on point. A male will go out there and add to his harem. He'll get a new wifey, baby mama, and sit back and watch the women fight among themselves. There is no man worth fighting over. My ex, my neighbor wanted him. She got the piece of junk. He's her trash now. And I've said it before. Some people say one person's trash. A woman is quick to say, well, he was my trash. Now he's her treasure. No, 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 no. He was my trash. When the truth came out and I noticed that he was my trash, I threw him away. He's still trash. She just chose to pillage through the garbage and picked him out of it. Two peas in a pod, both cream of the crap. They can have each other. I've moved on with a real man and a real future and a real life. We need to understand that. Stop settling, ladies. And men, this applies to the women because last week I talked about the ladies versus the women. The bottom line is simple. Gentlemen, if you have a woman instead of a lady, stop dealing with second best. Hold out until you find the one who's intended for you. There's something to be said about the laws of attraction, ladies and gentlemen. It really is. I divorced my husband in 2010. He left this home in June of 2010. I was divorced from him in December of 2010. Most people say, how can that be? You got to be separated for a year, da 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 da. There are certain criteria that if they are met, you get something that's called a no-wait divorce. You don't have to wait a year. If you meet certain criteria, you can get a divorce in a matter of months. Well, I met those in more ways than one. So you can only imagine what type of a home my ex-husband and I had and what type of pain and heartache I was enduring in order for me to get a divorce in 6 months' time. He did leave my house in June of 2010. I was divorced from him on December 21st, 2010. But I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you're in a relationship that's that bad, walk away, get out. Ladies, it's okay. You may lose everything. But having that fancy house and trying to save face to the neighbors and friends means nothing if in the end you're going to be broken and beaten down or remain in that relationship and be someone's footstool, rug, slave, whatever you want to be. Gentlemen, if you don't want to be with that woman, leave. For one moment, stop being a male and be a man. Walk away. Because a man will let his family know when he's not happy. A man will let his family know what he's willing to do because he's ready to walk away. A male will creep, cheat, lie, do whatever, then blame the partner for his shortcomings. We all have the power to make a choice. I know so many people who make up an excuse for why they do what they do. I have people I've known my entire life who let go of nothing. They still talk about things that happened 50 years ago. 50 years ago. They're still talking about it like it happened 5 minutes ago. They're alone. They're bitter. They project everything that's wrong with them onto other people. They get other people to fight their battles for them. They point the finger. They do everything. And by the way, I'm not talking about males right now. I'm talking about females. So if you thought that I was bashing men, no. The examples that I'm using right now are straight up females. Men do it too. And we know it, ladies. We know they do. I don't have to say it. This is the man's show. The males know that I'm talking about them too. They won't admit it. So it doesn't matter. But ladies, you know exactly what I'm saying. So the bottom line is, to get back to my point, so I divorced my ex-husband in 2010. He left the house in June of 2010. From June of 2010 until June of 2013, I was by myself. Because, ladies, we need that time to heal. We need that time to recover. We need that time to figure out who we are. We need that time to raise the bar and figure out what we're going to accept. Because to go back and accept the same type of person, personality, same type of red flags, that's nothing short of total insanity. If it quacks like a duck, it looks like a duck, it flaps its wings like a duck, it sounds like a duck, it probably is another duck. Go to another part of the farm. Do something. but break the vicious cycle. We have to do this. And like I said, males, some males are always, they're going to live and die as a male. My ex-husband is in so much trouble, and he's been in so much trouble with the law. I hope that my neighbor is happy, because if that's all that she requires in her life, more power to her. More power to her. She can have that. I put my plan in place. I endured, and I prayed about it, because if you get a copy of my new book, Silent Noise Lip Service, there's a piece in there called Silent Steel. And it talks about how close I had come to becoming a statistic and a number in the system. He did some horrible things to me. But for the grace of God, my Silent Steel would have become my impending sin. So these types of behavior can destroy the fabric of everything. It destroys more than a relationship. It can destroy lives. It can destroy people's feelings, how they look at themselves, how they feel about life in general, and how, you know, they show this to their children. Children don't miss a beat. When you think that they're busy playing and stuff, they know. They're sitting up there listening to everything that you say. They notice everything. They mimic what they see and or hear. That's what they do. So for all you men who sit out here and say, yeah, that's my boy. You haven't paid one dime for him. What are you saying? What exactly is it that you're saying? I'm a bit confused. Explain it. Maybe I'll do a show for our regular Saturday evening show and have the men call in. I'm planning on getting together a panel of men from all walks of life, and we're going to talk about what sets them apart from one another, what they're looking for in a female counterpart. I've done this before in private sessions. You'd be surprised, ladies. You'd be surprised. And for me, I chose to raise the bar back to where it never should have dropped from. I could tell you about the type of man that I want in my life, and someone would say, oh, this and that. But you know what? This is my life. This is who I like. I like the man in my life. I love the things that he does. And don't get me wrong, we are busy equally. We live approximately 1 hour apart. But somehow, we're making it work one day at a time. And I'm not saying that we're going to be together the rest of our life, because I don't know what tomorrow holds. But right now, I'm enjoying this wide. Ugh. This is one of these days when I'm really having a problem with my speech. But I'm enjoying the ride. And that's another thing that we have to understand, is that sometimes we ride things until the wheels fall off. And once the wheels fall off and they can't be replaced, let the rest of the frame go. It's time for you to get a new vehicle, bicycle, whatever it is to ride. It's as simple as that. Once things start to fall apart, why do you hold on to broken items? If they cannot be fixed, it's time to discard and go shopping for something new. Do you want a man? Do you want a male? Gentlemen, do you want to be a man or do you want to be a male? something for you to think about. This is one of those things where I know who I am as a female from a female's point of view. I've always been a lady, and I have forgiven both my husband and the neighbor. And the forgiveness was so that I could move on. And ladies, if you know that you're dealing with a male, how many times have we watched some of these syndicated talk shows, and they're on there and they say, he got 27 other children. And it's like, well, why did you make 28? Because I love him. Really? Love is not supposed to hurt. And then he comes out with the smirk on his face. Yeah, man. You know, but they just a hoe. I'm like, you have 27 children. What does that make you, a man hoe? But we as women, we allow them to tear down our self-esteem, tear apart who we are. Then we hunch our shoulders forward and we hang our heads and we let this piece of junk, and I'm talking about the males right now, and we know who they are, allow them to dictate to us who we are becoming and our self-worth. You know, it's amazing that that's like a piece of discarded chewed up gum calling the wrapper a piece of trash. At that point, you're both useless. But we don't look at it that way. You have someone who has absolutely nothing to offer you, and even if he's proven to be the father of your child, what can he bring to your child? Yeah, yeah, this is my baby. Yeah, this is how you do. You go out here, you get 28 kids, and you don't have to work nowhere because you got 28 baby mamas taking care of you. You go over here for dinner, and you go over this one for lunch, and, you know, you top them off every now and then, and, you know, that's how it works, you know. You know what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? The bottom line is you're going to get old one day, and all of this is going to get old. Some of your women are going to find someone who's going to love them. They're going to back away from you. And the older you get, the less appealing you get. Because believe it or not, gentlemen, some of you, I mean, you talk about, you get up in age, you go through your crises, and you want a younger woman or a woman that looks very young. Usually you want a younger woman, no matter what she looks like, as long as she's younger. Well, I guess what? Newsflash, we women want the same thing. In my age group, we talk about it all the time. We're at this cusp where we're in our late 40s, early 50s. Either people in this age group look really old, like they're in their 70s, or they look younger, and people don't know how old we are. No one ever is able to guess my age. For a host of reasons. I've had show guests and people say, you don't even talk like you're you know, in my age group. And I'm like, wow, I'm not too sure how someone in my age group is supposed to talk, but this is who I am. I work out, I jog, I eat healthy, I dance, I listen to all types of music. We're different. We're the end of the baby boomers, the big baby boom. I believe the baby boom actually ended the year after I was born. So you're talking about me sitting up here in a category with people that are 20 plus years or so, my senior, but we're all in the same category. I never understood why they didn't look into it and see, you know, how different we are at the end of the baby boom as opposed to those that are in the middle and the beginning of the infamous baby boom. We're somewhere between the generation X, Ys, and Zs, or whomever they are now. We're somewhere in between. Many of us became successful. Many of us became business people, executives, things like that. Many of us still have a lot of weight in this world. So, at this age group, we shouldn't be acting like we were when we were in our 20s and our teens. But so many males are still doing the same thing over and over again. So again, ladies, tighten up and raise the bar. Males, straighten up. and become the bar. Give us something to reach out and grab onto. Think about it. Everything that we do in this life has an impact, positive or negative, but it has an impact. Real men appreciate this show. Males are mad as all get out right about now. I've probably been called everything but a child of God. But you know what? You are who you are, I am who I am, and my statements stand. Get over yourselves. And I'm not saying anything that I don't preach to the women, because there's a big difference between being a woman and being a lady. Next week, we're going to pull this together from heartache to healing. We're going to talk about how to move on when we've had to deal with all the wrong people in our lives. It's going to be a pretty good show because we're going to talk about that power of forgiveness. So join me next week for heartache and healing. But as always, before we end the show, I'd like to pray each and every one of you enough. I pray each and every one of you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. I also pray enough rain, which we have a lot here today. I got caught in it. I came in drenched. But I pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. I also pray you enough smiles to turn that frown you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray each and every one of you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. And I know that I have a different listening audience right now because I started the show at 11:30 as opposed to our usual 6 a.m. time. So hello to all of you afternooners. Just wanted to let you know that both Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio and the Sunday Morning Meditation are sponsored by the Wall Foundation Incorporated, a Maryland-based 501c3 IRS-recognized nonprofit. If you'd ever like to send some support in any way, you can check us out on our website, thewallfoundationinc.org. That's thewallfoundationinc.org. There's donate buttons all over the site. And you can also see what we've been up to and hear all of our shows there as well. If you're on Facebook, Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio, presented by the Wall Foundation, Inc. If you're on Google+, we are the Relationship Recovery Group there. And on Twitter, Wall_Foundation. And, of course, if you ever need us, our number is 202-618-2556. And our email is contact@thewallfoundationinc.org. And if you would like to send me something personally, it's mariawall@thewallfoundationinc.org. And, of course, our mailing address is Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. As I said, ladies and gents, boys and girls, this was not a male man-bashing segment. I was just stating fact. There is a difference between men and males. There's a difference between ladies and women. Women tighten up, males straighten up. That's what this is about, healing relationships. At some point, we all get older, and many of us are going to grow up, or the game is going to grow old, and we're going to get tired of the game. You're going to want someone special in your life, but just remember, karma will sit and wait, but we all answer for what we have done, sooner or later, and in one way or another. I cannot imagine going through life carrying around all of the bitterness and pain because you've been hurt, or going through life being someone who wakes up in the morning just with the intent of hurting other people. That's got to be a lonely and pathetic existence. So just remember, what goes around will come around. And for those of you who were the recipients of the heartache and pain, the sun will shine again. And we'll talk about the healing process next week. So if you're a male and you want to be a man, make the choice to work at doing just that. There are a lot of good ladies out here waiting for you. I stood in my ex-husband's corner. I took him to his meetings, and I did everything when all the truth came out of what he was doing. He wasn't going to work some days. He was going to his rehab meetings and things. I took him to his meetings because he was my husband. And to just give up, but when things kept getting progressively worse, then I knew when it was time for me to give in and to let our marriage go. Because in the end, he was escalating and he probably would have killed me. And of course, if you're on YouTube, check out the Wall Foundation, Inc. So many people have been there lately. Thank you for leaving me messages. One of the many voicemails that he left me is there. He thought he was being a smart butt by leaving me messages and threatening voicemails. I was smart enough to put them up on YouTube where they'll stay forever. So he can't deny that he did it. And his criminal background is all over the place, from Maryland, D.C., and Virginia, so he cannot deny that either. He's a male, not a man. He came in a pretty wrapper. But when the wrapper came off, I found out that that candy was not sweet to the taste in any way. So I threw the wrapper and the candy in the nearest waste. And that's just an abbreviated version, but those of you who have been my supporters, you know my story from beginning to now. But tomorrow is a brighter day. 3 years, I stayed to myself and I worked on me. And it's still a process that I'm going through of healing. But I'm learning to love and trust again. But my bar is way up the food chain. So many of you talk about you want a tall man, you want the six-figure man, you want this, you want that. If you want it, you have to heal first. Discover who you are. Be true to you before you can be true to anyone else. I salute all of the great men out there. No matter where you are, I salute you. I applaud you. I appreciate you. I love you. I'm not in love with you, so some of you ladies don't get crazy. But I love what you stand for and what you represent. To you males, straighten up. You're not appealing, you're not cute, and you're only attracting the attention of the desperados out there. Because a real lady knows what she wants. And don't get me wrong, all of us make mistakes. We may have underestimated people, but we know how to brush ourselves off, get up, and move on. No matter what we lose because of the process and the association, we're going to brush ourselves off and move on. And the same thing for all of you women out there who mistreat your men. Guess what? There's always going to be another one waiting right there, probably in your face, to take what you have. And next week, we're going to be talking about it. If you're a good person and you have a good man, and you think that things are starting to get a little rocky, we're going to talk about that. What you have to do for reinforcement. So with that said, I'm going to turn over the show to a little bit of music so that you can reflect and relate and digest who you are, what or who you'd like to become, who do you want in your life, what do you need to do to attract that person. Relationship recovery can be a beautiful thing if we allow it to be. But usually it requires major change and absolute healing. So I'll see you next week for part 3 of my relationship recovery series. And as always, I'm Maria Wall. Thank you so much for being here with me this Sunday, but we will be back to our regular schedule next week, or I'm planning on it. If not, I will be sure to let you all know well in advance, because I am starting to be away more now, and my schedule is changing daily. But rest assured, I will be here next Sunday. So until then, be well, be blessed, and remember to pay and pray it forward. This concludes our broadcast day, and as I said, I applaud all of the wonderful, great men out there in this world, and for those of you who are still in the male mode, straighten up. So until next week, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me here on Healing Through Her Talk Radio Sunday Morning Meditation. I'm Maria Wall, wishing each and every one of you a wonderful, wonderful week. And I pray you enough of whatever it is you may be in need of to make it through. So until next week, be well.